other one, which I know could be here for a long time. This one, what is the time for this? You cannot go over 150, could you, for the moment? But the memory, here we are reading the book of a fellow 700 years ago died. That's how it is. So remember, all our effort is for our breath, for our Moses, right? For our love for Haq. This one, which is, that one is the essence, this is the form. We talked about it before, right? For us, of course, the form is important, but it's at the second step. The first is that the closer is the other one, the essence, the meaning, the humanity. That quality is what we are talking about. Then, started to say a lot of simple stuffs, which was all directed to do something to your seeker mind. And that was, do not be black or white. There is no black or white. Black or white is oversimplification. Something is good? Depends where that something is and who is using it and for what. Something is bad? Depends. That's how it works. Here, remember, first of all, there is a connection, a strong connection between two sides of the coin. So everything could be flipped and understood better. And remember, we choose the opposite words. Why? Because our understanding depends on imagination. And for that, we need some pictures, something that will help your imagination, because that's where the human life is. Do you remember? The animal life is here, a little bit in the dream. Humanity is in imagination and non-existence. He explains it. At the end, we will say, this dervish is fina, means he doesn't exist. By that, we mean he exists forever, baqa, because these opposites are somehow the same. That's how it is explained. Remember, our promise is what? Faqr, fana, poverty and vanishing from here. This is what it is. What do I mean by that? By that I mean all the problems and attentions towards this should vanish, then everything is in my meaning. That's where I am. This is what this knowledge is all about. But all of this explanation and stuff is how to enrich yourself. The last question is, why do you want to enrich yourself? To be rich? That's silly. We explain, enrichness is to learn to return. Flipping around. Okay, we talked about it in book one for going back, bazgash, do you remember that word baz, which meant open and return, and the eel, all of that. Then later we talked about it again and again, that I have to change, and this change doesn't mean something out there. It means I have to develop something which is here, the potentiality in me, in this animal. Something, some gift is here. Potentiality. It could be grown up and be out. Nelson Mandela. That personality is possible for a human being. Okay, Generally, what we see are the weak and corrupted and stupid people. So what? In a garden, mostly you will see the earth. That's a dirt, that's it. That one flower will tell you that this garden is agricultural. You could improve here, you could plant something here, and next year you have the flower. This is how it works. He said, everything is the story of going back. And for this going back, this going back is the puzzle. Do you remember the puzzle of going back? Suddenly something will happen. First of all, you are out of it. Why? It's your guilt. You did it. Do you remember when you did it? When you get out of this paradise we are talking about, the bite of the apple, knowledge. Suddenly you were knowledgeable. Then your ego inflated so big that you really believed that the God made you in his own image to be able to come here and enjoy these silly stories. You forgot that you are here with the animal body and potentiality of that spirit. This is what you should learn. You should be ready to die for it. No other way. Why? Because as long as my ego is strong, I cannot pass this barrier. For making my ego weak, what should I do? I should raise my belief out there and I'll be ready to tell my brain. And with my brain, I don't mean only this. The surrounding people that are influencing me, that don't do this, this is crazy, I say, I'm ready to die for it. So, you will turn around in your life at the moment that you are really ready to die for it. Means you should understand the importance of this flip in yourself, which is possible. We always say it's possible, and you will say, no, it's difficult, it's not possible, I'm not ready for it, and blah, blah. All the people who have arrived will say, try it, it's possible, it's in you. So do it. Do not really exaggerate the other dimensions of enrichment. Do you remember all this? And at the end he said, please remember the main point I made at the conclusion of this book, which was, fellow, don't forget, your black or white is nonsense. You know how? You should be ready to appreciate and pray for that policeman who is following you, because in that accident you will drop in the garden of beloved. Are you ready to swear that policeman who was following you, or what? The causes of you arriving at that point is not clear to you. So be careful. Good? This was book 3. Was it? Almost. You know that I could start talking about it for another year. Because that's how it is. But you heard it. Now you're ready for book 4? Who is ready for book 4? No one? Hands up. What is book 4 about? Do you remember the last verse? It said, this is a special talking. If you want the rest of it, you, my brother, you should find it in the 4th book. So 3 and 4 are adjusted like this, and he said that's the same thing, almost. Let's see what happens in book 4. What should happen in book 4? How should we open book 4? Have you ever paged book 4? Our book 4 starts with a very interesting story. Because, okay, we told you enrichment, you should be rich, you should understand everything, know this wisdom, to turn around. How do you turn around? You're ready to learn that, right? So what should he tell you? How not to turn around? That's what this book is all about. The breaks. What I should not do. This is the best advice. Rumi cannot tell me what to do. Can he? Rumi doesn't know my life. But Rumi knows the dangers in this path. So the first stuff that in book 4 you will see to follow up is next step of the story of that fellow who was running away from the policeman and fell in. What would you do if you are just playing around and suddenly that door opens? What would you do? You will see the problem here. Who is ready to read it tonight? Volunteer? Peter? You have the new version?
We have it here if you want.
I have from the large book.
Yeah. Okay, he's volunteered if you book, or you found the book.
Well, I've got book 4, but it's not the latest. It's not the.
Okay, let's hear the latest. Ready.
Do you want to start from the story or from the very, very beginning?
Right the beginning. Uzziah ad-Din, Uzziah ul Hatam.
Uzziah the Hawk, Husam ad-Din, thou art he through whose light the Matnavi has surpassed the moon. O thou in whom hopes are placed, thy lofty aspiration is drawing this God knows whither.
Means what? I'm that 6-year-old boy. You said, oh, now book 4 comes, and your teacher said, oh, this book is about unity and Tawheed, and it's the beginning of the second phase of all this. So he started to say, you, Husam ad-Din, what? What does that mean? Your light through them. What does all that mean? A compliment, something like that? Or we have to seriously read it right from the beginning. First of all, this guy's name is what? Radiance of God. Husam ad-Din. Right? So he'll talk to that guy with that special name. And that is the guy that he told us that without he being back, Masnavi didn't have any flower, right? Now he will say, your light is better, or over the moon's light. Means what? Do you remember the moon is the prophet? Moon's light is the prophecy. You will say your light is better than that. Because what is doing this? Everything is happening because of your good effort. You are doing it. Means right at the beginning. You don't wait